The printing press clatters and rumbles below the floor. The compositors slam the lead in the cases and exchange banter. He awakes with all his clothes on, though only one shoe. The rattle of harnesses, clopping hooves and carriage wheels in the street. The bells of our Frue Kirche sound every half hour. There is a knock at the door. He gets up and rubs his face. Outside stands the printer's maid with a note in her hand. He sits down to read it, then crumples it up. Some days pass. He hides himself from Miss Schultz, sneaks away to his lectures, sneaks home again. And then he is back in the drinking house. The host accords him a nod of recognition and brings him a mug of ale.
A portion of herring, sir?
No, thank you. Not tonight. He looks around but cannot see the boy. He has decided to call him the boy, though it is perhaps the girl he desires, or a third gender, if such a thing makes sense. Perhaps it is merely the biological inadmissibility that interests him so. He has the feeling that what happens tonight, the choices he makes, will decide the rest of his life. He feels a cold draft from the door behind him, senses the change of mood at the other tables, and knows what it means. The boy appears in his field of vision and sits down opposite him. "Peace of God," he says. Martin nods. The boy smiles. He snaps his fingers to the host, who comes with ale. Martin stares at him. He can see the girl embedded in his features, but it is the boy who speaks. "My benefactor, you have a fine and noble heart, I can see that. You don't need to be ashamed."
"I am not ashamed. I merely wonder what sort you are."
"Come with me to the ramparts," says the boy, "and I'll show you. The cost's 10 marks. When the gentleman's done with me, he'll have peace in his soul. He'll be a good citizen then, and court his girl as duty commands." The grassy banks are scantily illuminated with light from the windows facing the rampart path. A watchman blocks their way. Martin gives him a few skillings and they are permitted to pass. The boy leads him to a shed. He taps a signal on the door. A bolt is drawn aside and they enter. In a small room, a wife sits knitting in the dim glow of a candle. She does not raise her head to look. They go on to the back room, into which is...